Attention Salem, Mother has arrived, and we got the lowdown right here on AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days coming up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Why, hello, and happy Super Bowl Sunday, everyone. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days, where we give you a full recap of NBC's number one Emmy Award-winning hit soap opera, Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by my usual gaggle of gals. We have my far, 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 far left,
Michael Mattis, hello.
And of course, we have...
Hi, everyone, Tammy Gouveia.
And thank you guys so much for tuning in live. And if you haven't already, make sure you like us and follow us on all social media platforms. We are Instagram. That's what I was
we
about
are
to say.
Instagram.
We are Dishin' Days.
We are Instagram.
We are Dishin' Days on Instagram and Facebook and _ Dishin' Days on Twitter. The @ is implied. Also, I don't know if you guys noticed, we're at 9,000 followers on Instagram.
Thank you.
So now
thank
we're
you.
On the road
Please.
To 10,000.
Yes.
So help us get there.
Tell all your friends.
Yes. Also, friends, if you're listening friends. To us on the podcast on iTunes, make sure you give us 5 stars and leave a wonderful comment. Let us know how we're doing here. Let us know how much you love Michael Mattis, how beautiful Tammy Gouveia is, and how you really want to see me, Tony Moore, on Days of Our Lives. Also, if you're a huge fan of soap operas, make sure you check out our other soap recaps. We have Restless Rap for Young and the Restless and the GH Report for General Hospital. All right, you guys, what did you guys think of this week of Days?
I was waiting for you to start.
I was waiting for you to start.
It was solid.
Ladies
Good
first.
Week. Mm-hmm. We have a new diva of Salem.
And boy, is she.
I think all three of us. Oh,
the queen of something.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty
much. The underworld.
I think we're all pretty much hashtag Team Diana right now.
Oh, yes. Oh, for sure.
In measuring the Salem heat, I would put it at a solid 3. Just because of Hurricane Diana and just... her barreling in on Salem.
A solid 3 out of...
Out of 5.
Oh, okay, because if it was out of 10, we were like...
I don't like the whole 1 to 10. That's like too many options.
You okay. Know, 1 to 5. 1 to 5.
Solid 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I rather enjoyed it. Some cattles. I cannot talk today. Some cages have been rattled today.
Some cages.
I don't know what's
true.
Happening.
There's a few people in cages, and it looks like there might be more getting into some cages.
Well, here we go. It's now time to start
Dishin' Days.
Tamala?
Why, thank you, darling.
Oh, never know what sound our wonderful Steve is going to give us in the booth. All right, y'all, let's kick things off with Jack, Jennifer, Eve, Xander, Adrian, and JJ.
Yes, I love Eve and Xander. I just love them together. Oh, my God.
They do have chemistry together.
The scenes with them are always fantastic. And she's not afraid to get in there and, you know, and he's not afraid to, like, right, you know, bring it on.
Bring it on.
It was definitely an unexpected twist, although I will have to say, I hate that they keep taking Xander off and then bringing him on and taking him off and bringing... Like, I vote for Xander just to have a permanent resident in Salem.
What do they call that in the actor world? Where he
like on contract?
A recurring?
Recurring, sure.
Is that what it is?
Or maybe he's recurring now. But
I wonder if it's the show writing him in and out or if he just doesn't have the availability to be full time. I would love him to be full-time.
If he
like
doesn't
you,
have the availability, well, then good. That means he's busy, because he should be. He's amazing. Great. But if he does have the availability...
Let him be on there.
Let him be.
Yeah.
I mean, I need more scenes of him going to the swimming pool.
Or maybe that's the... They know we like him, so they're just, you know, teasing us and, you know, keeping us wanting more.
Yeah.
But I love
because there's too much... There's such thing... Too much of a good thing. So, maybe
But as long
there.
As the writing stays solid, which it has
True.
Been...
Mm-hmm.
Can't get enough.
I think he always comes in with a purpose, though.
Yes,
which I greatly appreciate. And now I'm curious because he stole Rolf's diary from Eve. And so now I'm wondering, like, what he's going to do with that. Because, you know, he also was the protector of all the other rooms.
The underground, yeah.
Of people. Yeah. And so, you know, my first thought was, oh, my God, please go do the formula. And so if someone returns to Salem from the dead, they at least have their memory so that we don't have to deal with that ring
again,
of horror anymore.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. But it was a great, like, you know, back and forth of power, if you will, mm-hmm. between Eve and Xander. So right. I thought his exit scene was great. Sad to see him go, though.
Yeah. When he says to Eve, "Looks like you're my bitch now."
Yeah, I was like,
okay.
I was like, all ranting, all ranting.
People in Salem are getting sassy.
Yes.
They're very sassy. Let's talk about Jack.
Yeah.
Because I love the fact that, you know, Jack is, he's like still very Jack, but like missing his memory Jack. Mm-hmm. And he's very gung-ho about, you know, being mayor and, you know, remembering things. And I love now that he's like pointing things out to everyone. Like to Jennifer, he was like, "Do you not know or realize I'm smart enough to know what Eve is doing? Like, did you forget that about me?" Like, and he was also just kind of like, you know, "You always point out the negative things mm-hmm. I've done." Whereas Eve doesn't do that. And I'm just like, this is great because it makes us realize why he gravitates more towards Eve, mm-hmm. even though we really want, you know,
Jennifer's just trying to protect him. He perceives it as being negative.
Right.
Nanny,
it's all about his perception.
But she's just trying to be honest with him and protect him.
Sure, there's a great thing of being honest. And they had a wonderful dinner of like reminiscing and everything like that. But every time he gets pulled to the side by her, it's always like, "Do you remember you did this? Do you remember you did that?" Like, you know, it comes across as protecting, yes, but on the other end, it's kind of like, well, thanks for recognizing
so
all my bad
yeah.
stuff.
I'm just really glad she backed off. I'm glad they yeah. had that moment where she said, "You know what? I don't like this person. Yeah. You're not the Jack that I fell in love with. And if this is what you're going to be going forward, then that makes me sad."
Yeah.
I was like, good, walk away, because then she just becomes this naggy. Like right. you were saying, yeah. just like this, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I love that he just felt like there was no one that he could turn to. And
except
he finds comfort in JJ.
JJ, yeah. That was sweet.
So,
yeah.
so and so unexpected.
Except yeah. I have a thought.
Okay.
Okay.
A thought.
Michael's thoughts scare me. Do
not
they
to you.
Scare you sometimes?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
But
what if, did JJ confide in him? I can't remember now. I just watched the episode and I can't remember. But did JJ confide in him about Haley's secret?
He was about to.
Was he about to?
You know, Jack was saying, "You can tell me everything.
Right.
I won't, you know,
do you
this
think
is just between us."
If he confides in Jack that secret, that memory lost Jack will use it in his race. He'll betray JJ. That was my initial thought. I was like, don't tell him.
Oh, I hope, no, I hope not.
I hope not either.
I don't know
either,
why he would want to risk. Because it seems genuine. His yeah. affection, his connection
well, yeah.
toward JJ seems
right now,
really
yeah.
genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to use that,
I mean, just a thought.
See, that's why I don't like. I don't.
You
like
don't like my thoughts
thought.
Because I make people do crappy things.
Well,
I know.
Hope not.
We'll see.
I hope not.
I hope not. I don't want JJ to say anything to Jack. I want because that's a very
right.
I mean, she said that to him in confidence. That's like
yeah.
huge.
But
yeah.
it's his dad, you know. And
I
they're,
know,
they're,
but his MD,
there's a little bit
I
of vulnerability.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And his brief encounter with Adrian's like, "I haven't seen you," and he's just like, "Can't deal with it." And I'm just like, "Okay, exit
wow.
stage left."
Yeah,
like he just he
and
couldn't.
Even when he looked at Jen, and he was just like, "I'm out of here." He
yeah,
like, he ran out of the pub.
Well,
and Jen's just like, "Oh well."
And I liked Jack and Will's mm-hmm. interaction as far as like kind of. Having
oh.
that connection of, like, I went through what you went through, except, like, all my memories came flooding back. And, yes, like, it's a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But then Jack got upset that, like, oh, you gave me hope for something that could never happen.
Yeah.
So we got him. Just made him upset again.
But he was also just kind of like, "Ha, you feel bad, don't you? Because you remember. Ha, you look at that." And I'm just like, but you still want your memories, dude. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you can become who you want to become, but, you know, you don't want to forget, like, what, 30-plus years of your life?
Right.
And actually, Will felt the same way in the beginning, too. He's like, maybe I don't need the memories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then as time went on and he saw all these people, he started wanting that, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how that cookie crumbles.
Out, yeah.
Let's move on to Will, Sonny, Leo, and Diana.
Diana.
And when I tell you Diana
Dirty
came,
Diana.
You've been waiting all day to do that.
I just thought of that.
Did you? Because you
Is
went,
that not the perfect song for her?
Yeah.
No. Because the song Dirty Diana is about a groupie.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. I saw where you were going until you until I realized you probably never heard the lyrics before.
Well, I'll just take that clip.
She's heard Diana. That. She's heard that part, but not like
yeah.
You haven't heard the.
I just
danced
to it. I haven't listened to the music or to the words. It's got a good beat.
So your homework for tonight is to go home and look at the lyrics of "Dirty Diana" by Michael Jackson.
Okay.
But Diana definitely came in full force and throttle. Mm-hmm. And let's take a look at this clip,
mm-hmm.
which definitely defines who this woman is.
Go out the side door and do not come back.
Get your hands off me, like a brat.
Oh.
Okay, let's get something straight.
Oh, okay.
I'm the parent. You're the child, or should I say parasitic leech. You do not put your hands on me. You do not talk to me in a condescending, dismissive tone. And you certainly do not tell me what to do. Now apologize this instant. Sorry.
What did you say?
I'm sorry, Mother.
Mother. Mother.
Much better.
Don't forget, Matthew. I know things about you that your new husband seems very anxious to learn. We wouldn't want your posh set up to blow sky high, would we?
Oh! She is...
I watched that scene... Seriously, 30 or 40 times.
No, I tell you, the scene that I rewatched was the... And I was like, oh, I love this woman.
Great piece.
And speaking of women that I love, look who just entered into the studio. Margie Freeman!
That was probably your best transition ever. Hello!
His hair is looking fabulous.
Right,
you're
it's looking all
fresh
up
and fabulous.
He just got his hair did yesterday.
Look at that.
Looks
it's such a glow.
I shaved, that's
he
why. I didn't.
Oh.
I did not just have sex. But I like the way you think.
Yeah.
No, I shaved today. That's why it looks different.
Oh.
I usually have my little
5
stubble. O'clock. Well, because, I mean, it took me 45 years to hit puberty, so I was enjoying the facial
Are
hair.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, welcome, Mark J. Freeman.
Hello.
Thanks
I just thought I'd pop
in. On us.
I got here a little early today.
Yay.
So.
Well, you know, Mark J. Freeman kind of left us for RuPaul's Drag Race, but it's all right, girl. We're just fans with open arms.
I'm still a fan. I just don't come in here on Sunday.
Did you watch this week?
I did.
Okay.
I actually am caught up.
Girl.
I feel like I'm better when I'm not here. When I'm here, I'm like, oh, I gotta watch.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm not here, I'm like, oh, I got loads of time.
It's like, what?
Plenty of time. Yeah.
We were just talking about Diana Cooper, who has come into Salem like a whirlwind.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
I just love how she is. She's very reminiscent of Joan Crawford and Mommy Dearest. Like, she seems like that type of mother. And she has definitely, like, I always felt like Leo... had like a lot of power, and now, he shooketh.
Yeah,
he is shooketh by the arrival of his mother, and his mother takes no prisoners. She's like,
And I was thinking about Vivian Alamein, mm-hmm. I said to you guys, at least Vivian loved her son.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you knew she loved Stefan.
Yeah,
Diana. Not so much.
Diana's like, look at here, you little leech.
Yeah.
Parasitic leech.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was
oh
a
my
lot.
God.
But I like the fact that we do have another character to rattle Leo. Mm-hmm. Because I
love
just,
the older woman.
Yes,
I love that.
Yeah. Yes.
What, that matriarchal.
So why'd you look at me when you said older woman?
Well, you know.
Well, if the shoe fits, girl. If the heel fits, girl.
I'm colored.
No, I beg your pardon.
From the waist down. From the waist down.
That was good, right? I'm smart.
I always said I'm half black from the waist down.
Oh.
No, I said the Coopers are my new favorite family.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and just Leo
kissing. I mean, Leo's like what I would be like if I was allowed on set.
Yes, yes.
Just walking around trying to make out with every guy. And they're like, Mark, dial it back. He's straight. Yeah.
Looking for the gay face.
I just love the fact that no one is off limits to Leo.
Xander
walked in and he was like, oh, hey, boo, how you doing? That didn't work out. And then Brady walks in and Brady's straight up like, hands off. Like, no. And he's like, I feel like in Leo's mind is like, don't knock it till you try, girl.
Exactly.
Boom. And I'm just like,
That surprised me.
And I love how John was just kind of like, yeah, he felt like
the silver fox.
Like, he got you there, pal.
There was one other moment that freaked me out when Will went over to visit Diana. I was thinking, oh my God, do not go in the hotel room.
But no, I felt like he spilled too much tea.
Oh, he spilled all of it. Yeah.
I was like, girl, wait,
bad move.
Back it up.
Bad move. Whoa.
Just everything.
He doesn't even know her deal. Why would he just spill everything? Now she's got all the ammunition.
So that just shows his desperation to get Leo out of
there. Oh, my God.
That he would go in there and just reveal everything.
That was such a bad move on
his part. Also feel like he and Sunny are just kind of like, you know, there's a hate relationship between them. Mm-hmm. And so I think they both think that Diana would be on their side. But...
They think she's a decent mother, that Leo's the problem child.
But I feel like she's gonna finagle a way so that this works out in her favor, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, Diana Cooper isn't a character that has been on the show before.
Okay, okay.
Okay, we were just talking about this.
Okay. When John got to her room,
right.
and she was like, oh, hi, Roman, I was like, okay. And I literally almost went... Dear James Lott Jr.
Yeah.
I need you to fill me in on what's...
He did. He just replied to something on my thing. Because when the name Diane Cooper came up, I went, that sounds so familiar to me.
Yeah.
And my first thought was when she runs into Marlena.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh. And I was like, that was my first moment where I was like, is this a name I should know?
Because she looked like she recognized Marlena.
Okay, are they saying in the chat room?
So her
not yet.
Her name before, I think, started with a C. Her last name, but it wasn't Cooper. It was Cool something. And she was played by the character was played by Jeannie Francis.
Remember?
And I don't know the details, but she did have a thing with John/Roman.
Right.
I can't remember.
They were
if
a couple.
It, something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we think?
And I remember Adrian and or Jennifer mentioned her this week about her buying the Spectator.
Uh-huh.
Or selling the Spectator. Something. There was a detail there. I remember thinking, oh, they're mentioning Diana, but how she was before.
Okay. I think I got it. Shout out to Soap Hub, which is where I am now. And it says,
Colville.
It's Diana Colville.
Oh. Colville!
And she's the woman who John nearly wed as Roman Brady when Marlena was presumed dead.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, there we go.
And dare I speculate, because that was my first thought. Diana Colville was, I couldn't think of the name, but that was who I thought of. Maybe John has another child?
Okay, if they're doing that, I know people are speculating about that on Twitter. Like, they can't do this with every new male character
that comes to Damn Town.
Like, they did it 3 years ago
with fertile.
Paul.
He's fertile.
But
so
come on.
Between him and Stefano,
right?
Put it away.
Yeah.
Well, they all can't
be Hortons
young
and Brady's.
And virile, I mean.
That would mean that Leo made out with his brother.
So it's now Leo Robichaud.
Leo Robichaud? What?
What? I missed that.
Oh, wait. That was
right. It's John's real
name.
Last
name.
Oh,
that's right. One of his nine incarnations.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
My particular favorite.
No wonder I forgot that.
Show.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
boy.
So
that means Roman dumped Diana when Marlena was found to be alive, which gives Diana hatred toward Marlena, right?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did like the fact that they brought up her radio show.
Yes.
I thought that was nice. I really, because I know how Days does. Like, it starts doing well, and they think they can do better, so then they get rid of the head writer, and they bring in somebody new. And I just really like what Ron's doing.
Yes.
I just love his
we love you, Ron.
Flashbacks
we love your team.
To things.
Yes.
His pays homage to things that need to be paid history, homage
yeah.
to.
Yeah. Yeah.
The new people that he's bringing back, bringing in have all been wonderful.
And they all have a connection.
Yeah. And connection. That's a real challenge for the writing yeah. team. You know, you've got 54 years of yeah. history.
Yeah, yeah. And, so, and that's what
and he was smart enough to cast Paul's physical therapist as somebody besides Tony Moore.
Should we lock the door?
Damn.
Should
Damn.
We lock the door, Tony? This is what happens when the
I'm back, bitches.
Shit.
I'm thinking, no, Tony, Tony.
You throw it, Paris, throw to the bleach.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. This will be Mark J. Freeman's last appearance here at
Performance.
Days.
At
Touche, though. Touche. But I do like that Ron definitely keeps the history of the show yeah. and doesn't act like things didn't happen.
Yes.
And he's not rewriting a lot of history.
Yeah. Right. And he makes it make sense for them to reappear.
He makes it relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah. So I like that.
Speaking of that, and you probably have already talked about this.
That laugh before he says anything.
Poor Haley. When JJ is trying to explain to her who everybody is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Was
yeah.
it last
yeah.
week?
That yeah. was last week.
Oh, like, I was almost peeing. I was like, this poor girl.
She was like, literally what? Like, wait, what?
I wish she would have been like, girl, I need to go drink. Yeah. I can't yeah. handle this. You got to be making this stuff up. I mean, it was hysterical.
Like, almost if she was just like, time out. Like, yeah. I can't. Like, I need a chart.
I wish her line would have been, this is like a soap opera.
I know.
Right, right. Oh, that would have been amazing. Well,
I'm available. In the writing room.
Well, speaking of Haley, we have our next storyline, Ben, Claire, Sierra, Tripp, and Haley.
Yeah.
With a sprinkle of Marlena and Hope. first of all, Ben is so shooketh that he hasn't spoken to Sierra mm-hmm. that he comes in and just spills the tea about mm-hmm. Claire and the plan that he had to break up Tripp and Sierra.
Now,
and this was
post-coital.
Claire
coital,
and Tripp doing the nasty.
The coital.
Who so, apparently spent the entire day like doing
well, you know, they're 22.
They're young.
True.
So, I'm like,
stamina.
Can we plan this for later?
So my question was, did Claire spill the beans to Sierra about her and Ben trying to break them up, and that's how Sierra found out? How did Sierra find out?
Ben tell her?
I don't remember.
No, Ben didn't tell her. That was the problem.
No, Ben.
Didn't he have a conversation with Sierra?
Yeah.
He had the conversation, but he's not the one that told her initially that he and Claire had.
Yeah.
Or didn't she walk in on them having a conversation?
Or maybe she walked in?
No, there were times where she walked in with them having a conversation. And then as Ben was coming clean about the kidnapping of
Gabby yeah.
and everything like that, I think it was brought up in that conversation. Mm.
But and I think then she was like, suspicion already.
Right, and then she was like, now it makes sense why you guys were shaking hands at the square when I saw you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then that's when she ran off to South Africa.
When Ben started acting that way to Claire, because it was pretty brutal.
Yep.
My immediate thought was he's off his meds. Something is amiss.
He admitted to Marlena that he missed a couple days.
Yeah. This isn't Ben on his meds. And thankfully, like you said, when he went to see Marlena, he fessed up like he missed a couple of doses. I'm like, okay. Doesn't justify how he treated Claire, because that was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
But he's a mess.
That's like when I miss a couple glasses of wine.
I know.
In the chat room, they're also reminding us that Sierra overheard Claire on the phone.
That's what
yeah.
it was.
Yeah. And then I think she questioned
yes.
him during
like
the conversation.
I should start voting yes. with this headset.
Very Madonna.
Vote,
very
vote,
Madonna.
Vote. Yes, that's what it was.
Everyone is saying yes.
Scott Holston says Sierra is the new Marlena with all these kidnappings.
Is that brilliant? Scott, that is brilliant.
Like, seeing her, like, okay, first of all, it comes to light this week that Sierra left South Africa early.
Mm-hmm. Right. So at least we know she made it to South Africa.
She made it to South Africa.
Maybe she never made it.
She was on her way back.
Did she call you guys? She called me.
Did she?
Did she?
Yeah. She texted you?
She didn't call Hope because...
No, she told me not to tell Hope.
Well, you know why? Because she was probably thinking you would never talk to Hope anyway. Right. So,
like, she knew who she was calling.
So she was like, this girl can keep my secret.
The one person that won't tell my mom.
Mark. So that's when, you know, Hope is getting worried and a buzz, and then we finally see Sierra strapped up in the bed, obviously kidnapped. And you know what? I actually had this thought. I was like, if I lived in Salem, I would just always feel prepared to be kidnapped or accidentally. You know what I mean? Like I could just feel myself like going through the airport and being like, you know, or if someone finally like snatches me, I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
yeah.
Maybe something. Take a self defense class.
Yeah, something. Something. Yeah.
Have we speculated who we think this is? Well, or do we know who this is?
I feel like with all the previews and stuff, we know who.
That's what I thought too. And the fact that the person's wearing gloves, I think, is the other reason that I feel like.
Because of the black gloves?
Yeah. Because you don't see the hands.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's a dead giveaway. Then you would know the gender.
Yeah.
And that kind of
it's
stuff.
A dead giveaway, yeah. Those black gloves. You know, I love when they introduce a new character, and whenever they do, it's always like hand. Or leg, or like
leg,
like
or
it's,
necklace.
It's like everything from here down is okay.
Tony, I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you get your part on Days of Our Lives, and they give you an opportunity to just show a teaser of you, which part would you like to be shown?
I would actually prefer my legs.
Your
to
legs,
be, yeah.
Long
just,
legs.
Just me kind of walking through, like a torso shot.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I would tell them
torso
hands are played
shot
out.
And legs are very different parts of the body, so I'm confused.
Are you going to be wearing pumps?
Oh.
If the role calls for it. And listen, Steve, believe me, button. You, if the role calls for heels, I want the Tina Turner What's Love Got to Do with It shot.
Walking
hands
through
down.
Salem, walking
yes,
through Salem.
Yes, I swear. Want. Yes, I want that. Okay. I want that.
All right.
And I think that was pretty much it.
Ben and Marlena again. That scene was fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
It scared the bejesus out of me though when he's leaving her office and her back is to him.
Yeah, and he kind of looks back at her.
Oh God! Please take your meds. You're like freaking
me
out.
He's gonna light her on fire.
I don't know. See, I don't know why y'all get so scared of Ben.
You know, office meds.
We're worried because we want redemption for Ben, but we're scared that bad Ben is gonna.
But
what's the word?
I did appreciate Marlena saying, listen, you can't rely on Sierra.
All right, I'm going to sneak out.
Okay.
Bye. Have you ready for my show?
Bye.
Thanks for
popping in. Thank you for popping in.
Say hi, baby doll. I did appreciate Marlena saying, Ben, Sierra cannot be your rescue boat.
Mm-hmm. Like, right. Don't make Sierra your...
She can't define you.
Yeah.
Like,
she says.
It's like, right. You know, you need to be able to, you know, manage without her.
Right.
I don't want you to.
But I do feel like he's more in control because he went to Marlena for help because he's like,
absolutely.
I'm spiraling down. And it makes sense. Like, his life was going so well. And now it's like back. And Marlena empathizes with him and is just like, I hate your living situation. Like, you know, you feel bad for Ben because he really is trying.
What's Marlena going to tell Hope as Hope's like, what did he say? What did he say?
She ain't going to say squat.
No,
Marlena is that character that. Even, you know, in that situation, she's not going to reveal anything that Ben said. She's a professional. That it would be out of character for Marlena to spill the beans like that.
All right. And
so
then,
I don't believe she's going to blab anything.
And then we had Tripp and Haley going to have a meal together. So there was that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So some seeds are being planted.
Yes.
I mean, not... Yeah. Storyline-wise.
Seeds were planted, and now new seeds are being planted. All right. Now, before we move on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, which you most likely are, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to us all, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
This announcement brought to you by the kind folks here at AfterBuzz TV. All right, let's keep it on moving. We got Eric, Sarah, and Rex. What's wrong?
Oh,
We're still speculating about who kidnapped Ciara.
And I just asked Michael, is this who it is?
If you
want to
know,
like,
just
no.
look at the cover of Soap Opera Digest because they spoiled it all.
What do you mean you don't know?
I know who's coming on.
Jason Lewis in the chat room has been active like the entire show about who it is.
Yes.
And if you want to know who it is, look at the chat room. But
it's not.
It's not him.
Oh, see, I was hoping it would be him, but it's not. Okay.
I love you. So precious.
So the only other person coming on, I don't want it to be that person.
You're so precious.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand.
Well, you will see next week.
Why?
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, maybe it'll make sense once we see it.
Okay.
So we have Eric, Sarah, and Rex. I love, first of all, that the writers are doing such a great job with reminding us of the relationships mm-hmm. that people have. I loved seeing Rex and Eric just on the couch with Roman, mm-hmm. like having nachos, which, by the way, I'm on my fitness kick and those nachos look real good. Mm-hmm. And just like him feeling like, what's the problem with my boys? Like, what's happening?
It was so cute because they look like 2 10-year-olds that yeah. just got into a fight.
I love that moment. I love that moment of Sarah being so open with Maggie and Maggie looking like she wanted to slap the
piss
out of, yeah. out of Sarah.
That little moment of like, yeah, oh yeah. my god, I was
like, she was just kind of like,
Sarah,
yeah,
like that's what she really wanted to do.
Yes.
Do we like that Sarah is giving Rex another chance after her hookup with Xander?
No, not really.
I can tell you this.
No, not really.
I'm really honestly with this storyline. I've become de-invested. Mm-hmm. It's not engaging
Rex and
to
Sarah?
Me. The whole Rex, Sarah, Eric thing, like, I'm tired of seeing Eric just walking around brooding with a bad attitude. I'm tired of Sarah just being like, I'm, you know, it's like, yeah, y'all messed up. Get over it, you know? And I get that we can't get over it. It's a soap opera. There needs to be drama. But honestly, like, I feel nothing about Rex and Sarah getting back to it. I was just like, okay, fine.
I was starting to get tired of Eric's attitude, like you, until mm-hmm. he had that little meeting with Mom. And she's like, look, just be real with your feelings.
Yeah.
If you're feeling something, just be real.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, thank you.
So okay, and then he was going to.
And then I know.
Womp womp.
Because it's a soap opera.
Well, yeah.
But no, so. I don't know. I want her with Eric. I don't want her with Rex. And I think she's with Rex for all the wrong reasons.
And I don't think she wants to be with Rex.
Because no,
her face was kind of like, I guess I'll take him back.
I know. She doesn't. Yeah. And maybe that's why I'm not, like, yeah. she doesn't really, I can tell, like, she's playing it like she doesn't really want it.
Yeah.
And so why do that if you don't want it?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Moving on to JJ and Haley. I like that they're getting closer. I like that she feels very open with him and really dived into her story.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you feel for her that, like, you know, she was kind of, you know, she lost her parents and, you know, there was a note left that basically said, make your mm-hmm. way to the United States. And then now you have this sister here who, you know, wants nothing to fully do with you, you know? And so it's just hard, but you have to commend her for being a very strong person. She just had a weak moment when she tried to off herself, but yeah. you have to commend her.
I remember last week saying, like, okay, she's illegal, but really to try to kill yourself? But this week she really did, like you said. Yeah. go into yeah. the emotional part of it. It's like, I can see how you can get into that dark space for that moment and think, you know, this is the easiest thing to do.
And it's like, I don't want to be a burden to anyone.
I know, and that's really what's driving her.
So yeah.
She doesn't feel needed or wanted by anybody.
Yeah. Moving on to Stefan and Chloe.
I love that scene with them.
It was actually really cute.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's chemistry, but, you know, Tyler Christopher has chemistry with absolutely everybody he's mm-hmm. worked with.
Yeah. I liked how kind of, like, annoyed Chloe was and, like, how chillaxed Stefan was. And then, like, for them to pick up in the Hawaii scene left by Lonnie and Eli, which we'll get to in a second.
Look good.
Yeah, and then, like, she's just chilling, like, opening all her mail and all that. And then,
wow!
Boom!
Wow!
The knife.
I forgot about that
so
whole thing.
Did
well,
not see
so
that
did
coming.
She. No, I didn't see that coming
what
either.
No, I didn't
this?
Either.
Mm-mm.
But when she opened it and there was a knife, first of all, I was like, who kept that bloody thing? And then secondly, I was like, oh, the knife that killed
Elfadeo.
And then I love, thank you, Days. They flash back mm-hmm. to
they reminded us
what happened and what was said.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and now I love that Stefan and Chloe had that moment, because now I feel like Stefan is going to come to Chloe's rescue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know.
I love it.
I really do like them together.
Speaking of two other people we like together, Eli and Lonnie.
Very cute scene.
Lonnie confessed that she loves Eli. Oh.
That was a cute moment.
So there was this whole conversation about her mom. Do we think they're going to bring her mom on?
That's what I started wondering.
Is there some foreshadowing going on?
I don't know.
I hope so.
Because then
another
I was like,
diva.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, who is her mom? And then I was like, no, Valerie is Eli's mom.
Is Eli's mom, yeah.
But we haven't dived into who Valerie's mom is. Mm-mm. We know that Abe is her
father
right. But
I think the mom, and I don't remember the character's name, was a character way back when.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it would be another returning character. Okay. If they bring her back. I just feel like there was a purpose to that whole conversation.
Yeah. Did you catch that moment when Lonnie first walks into Doug's place and Eli's on the lawn chair and he flexes his pecs?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that.
For just that Lamone. Quick moment. Like, Lamone.
Lamone,
right?
Lamone.
You
moan,
little sly dog.
Moan, moan, moan. Moan. All right, and then Hope and Ted.
Yeah.
First of all, I liked how Eli was kind of like, all right, Hope, can we talk like family? What's going on? Like, I love that moment. Mm-hmm. But I love that Ted came in and was talking about how would she feel about if they worked together, because he's thinking about being the DA. And I don't know. I think low-key Hope is liking it. I'm just saying.
Can we go back really quick? When Will is spilling the beans to Diana and he brings up Ted Laurent and Diana's reaction to Ted, and then she backpedals and says, no, I don't know who he is. I just saw it in the newspaper.
And on the internet.
There's something.
Maybe there's
right?
Something there, yeah.
There's something.
We will see. That's
I was like,
That's going to be a lot. All right. Well.
Wow.
That has been your week of days, and now it's time for our favorite part of the show, which are our segments, and we're going to start with mine, which is Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
All right, so listen. I had to give the three snaps to the woman who has turned Salem upside down. She has came in fierce, she has came in fast, and she takes no stuff. So, my three snaps goes to Judith Chapman, Miss Diana Cooper, who is turning Salem upside down. You go, Diva. Tony's official three snaps award.
Oh, snap!
I have been looking forward to Judith Chapman ever since the news broke, however many months ago, and they delivered like 110%. Did not disappoint.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And now it's time for...
Last minute, Kate Mancey tweets an article from The Hollywood Reporter spotlighting the costume designer from the film Bohemian Rhapsody. And she says, I've said it before and I'll say it again, wardrobe is the most overlooked department in entertainment. So I actually wanted to give a shout out to Richard Blore, who's the head costume designer for Days of Our Lives. Shout out to him. The entire crew in wardrobe and design, because they work their buttocks off.
Mm-hmm.
And then just wanted to throw up an example of the fabulous work that they do with these ladies and giving the spotlight to wardrobe and design at Days of Our Lives.
Yes. Yay! Yeah, because that is not an easy task.
It is not.
No.
And that has been...
Designer Days.
And now it's time for...
There.
Okay. This week I chose a photo of Adrienne.
That's
I almost
so
said Bonnie.
Great.
Adrienne with the scissors after her coupon session. And this week's caption goes to Susie Q or at Loved May 14 on Twitter with her caption, my nickname isn't Bonnie Bobbitt for nothing.
There were a lot of people
That's
who had
fantastic.
That reference.
Was
that,
like,
was,
yeah.
that was the best. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We had a lot of captions this week. So thanks, everybody. And that has been...
Caption that!
Okay,
yes. All right. And now it's time for...
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, first and most importantly, fans, we are moving time slots.
Yes.
Up 1 hour from 4 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, starting next week. So mark that in your calendars, update your whatevers. 3 p.m. starting next week, February 10th?
February 10th. 10th. And yeah. February 8th, we will be celebrating 4 years of Dish and Days.
Yes! We have to have a party then.
Yeah, so next week will be our anniversary
celebratory
show.
Party.
Yeah. Nice. Right. So don't forget, set your alarms. We're now going to be at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, starting next week, February 10th.
Tell your friends.
Yes.
Also, congratulations are going out to our friend and former Daystar, Kevin Spiritus, whose Amazon series, After Forever, has been nominated for multiple awards in the 10th Yay! Annual Indie Series Awards, including Best Drama Series, Best Writing Drama, Best Directing Drama, and Kevin himself for Best Lead Actor Drama. Other Days-related nominees include Patrika Darbo, yay!
Yes!
And Marie Wilson, yay! The winners will be announced on April 3rd. Congratulations.
Congratulations. And it's your last chance this week to buy tickets for next weekend's Starstruck Fan Events in Atlanta, Georgia. If you haven't heard yet, Judy Evans has been added as an attendee, great, so you can join Judy, Brian DiTillo, Eric Martsoff, Jordi Villasuso, Nadia Bjorlund, and Galen Garing for a weekend of fun events next Saturday and Sunday in Atlanta. If you want to buy tickets or for more info, visit StarstruckFanEvents.com or follow Starstruck Fan Events 2 on the Twitter.
Fans in or around Chicago will get a chance to meet some Days stars this summer. So join Nadia Bjorlund, Greg Vaughn, Wally Kurth, Cassie DePaiva, and Eric Martsoff for Summer Days in Chicago, June 22nd and June 23rd in Chicago, Illinois. Events include a photo shoot, cocktail reception, and Sunday breakfast. So for more info and to buy tickets, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Yes, and lastly, this is the week that Chrishell Hartley makes her return as Ben's sister Jordan. Look for her first appearance on tomorrow's episode.
And of course, we interviewed her a few years ago, so check out that interview to find out what it was like playing Miss Jordan Ridgeway and reintroduce yourself to Jordan. All right, you guys, that has been your news and gossip, and now, if you don't want to see what's happening next, close your eyes, because we're about to give you a sneak peek into what's going to happen in the lives of all of your favorite Salemites.
Well, well, well. Who do we have here?
Wait, is that the one?
That is not the right clip. I don't know where this is coming from.
Uh-oh. I was like, which one is
this?
This
is a good scene, though.
Oh, that's from the actual episode. All right, we're gonna have that sneak peek in just a second. But let's see. In our chat room, let's see. Daquan says, I get why Sonny would be desperate to be with Paul, but why Paul? I am convinced Adrian pays these men. Oh, boy. Scott says, Me World, yep, it was the wrong video.
Okay, that's the right video.
We're gonna have it up soon.
That's the right one.
Oh, and here we go. We now have that preview, that sneak peek for you on what's going to happen next week on Days of Our Lives.
Scared.
You John Black? You're still in love with him.
He's a married man.
That has never stopped you before.
Did you really think you could get away with murder?
Oh my goodness.
Wait a minute. Okay. Is he alive? Was that Elfideo?
Was that Elfideo?
Was it who?
No, I think she actually did murder Elfideo, and these are his goons. Never. Like,
they're just
coming
goons.
Back for payback.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because they said,
you know, people come back from the dead. Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, no, because they said, do you think you could get away with murder?
You're so precious. You're so precious. But that happened quick.
That was really fast.
Like, they literally sent that knife, and they were like, well, we coming to get you now.
Yeah.
But see,
Stefan is trying to save her.
I
wish they would have done this. Like, I can't let go of what Stefan took advantage of mentally ill Abigail. I don't know. I wish I could, but I can't.
Well, that's going to be next week of Days of Our Lives, and that has been AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. But before we head out, Michael Mattis.
Yeah.
Let the kind folks know where they can find you and stalk you.
You can find me on the Instagram at ML Mattis and on the Twitter at ML Mattis 1.
And you can find me on Twitter at Tammy Govea and on Insta and Facebook, Tammy Govea Official.
And, of course, you can find all of us on Facebook and Instagram, Dish and Days, and _ Dish and Days on Twitter. And you can find little old me on all social media platforms at Lounger with Tony or on my website, loungerwithtony.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Remember, next week, we're starting an hour earlier, so you can catch us right here.
3 p.m.
Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's our anniversary show.
Come celebrate with us.
Yes, we have more time, so
yeah.
Tune in next week. We'll see you guys. Happy Super Bowl. Bye.
Happy Super Bye, guys. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.